as you may know, the boxing Road to Tokyo was originally being held in London, which would have been the first event we've had in the boxing cycle in England since I've been on the team. But, you know, that's because of COVID and safety, we've had to scrap that. And now there's only one opportunity to qualify.
Does that put extra pressure on them, presumably, and the fact that you're not going to be in London as well? I guess a bit of extra pressure from both sides because of that.
I know it would have been great. I was really looking forward to, me and the team were really looking forward to performing in front of our nation, you know, in the capital, and me being from London, performing in front of our friends and stuff. But that's not going to happen now. And we just have to get on with it. I don't think it adds more pressure. I think we're used to it now. We just get on, and we've prepared the best we can. So, you know, we are some of the best athletes in the world, and we'll just go out there and perform.
You've competed at the European Games and the Commonwealths. How big a deal would it be for you to go to the Olympics? I mean, that's the ultimate, isn't it?
I've never been to an Olympics before. The European Games was amazing, and the Commonwealth Games, wow. But the boys that have been to the Olympics have told me it's on another level. So it will be not only history in my family, it will just be life-changing.
Obviously, it's been delayed by an entire year. Has that benefited you at all? Are you feeling in pretty good shape ahead of the qualifying?
The delay has caused a little bit of upset in the athletic world, but, you know, it's for safety reasons. So I think for some athletes who are prepared and have peaked, who needed to peak at the right time, it would have affected them. And, you know, you have to take age as a part of it. But for myself, no, I don't think so. I think if anything, it's helped me sharpen the tools and add a little bit more to my artillery.
And what would it mean to the rest of the guys at Gravesham for you to make it? I'm assuming you haven't been able to catch up with many of them over the past year or so.
No, it's been a little bit, you know, just like for everybody else. We haven't been able to see each other, just on maybe Zoom calls, etc. But I think, you know, my friends and the coaches will be over the moon for me to achieve a medal in Tokyo.
How important is it for you not only to represent Team GB, but to be representing your home county of Kent as well?
You know, I'm not sure how many athletes from Kent have been to an Olympics, but it will be great. It will be great to put my name on that roster somewhere. You know, it would be great. And, you know, doing my family pride and making history, being the first Gravesham Olympic boxer.